Love music. Live sport. Tapes Up with Derek Smith and special guests on Rock Sport Radio.
Hello, thanks for joining this week's Tapes Up here on Rock Sport Radio. All season long, bringing you a weekly spotlight on the wonderful world of Scottish Speedway, featuring all the news, views and interviews from Glasgow Tigers, Edinburgh Monarchs and Berwick Bandits. I'm Derek Smith, more sunburned than sun-kissed, following what has been a glorious Easter weekend of weather and Speedway too. Well, I can tell you that on tonight's show, we will pick up on that Scottish scene, and as follows, we'll take a look back at Edinburgh's opening weekend of Championship Shield qualification as the Monarchs got back on competitive track with home and away clashes against Newcastle Diamonds. We'll hear from Monarchs returnee Justin Sedgman. Tucked in between those fixtures, fans flooded to Glasgow's Ashfield Stadium on Saturday night as they supported Tiger skipper Craig Cook's testimonial in a fun yet competitive night of festivities. And we'll take a look back at what happened on Saturday. With excitement already mounting steadily, we will also take some time to look ahead to this coming weekend as the first Scottish derbies between old foes, the Monarchs and the Tigers. And we'll pick out some key results from around the Championship scene as sides now begin to get into their stride. Now then, to help me wade through all of that, as well as to add some inside knowledge, and no doubt a dose of vested interest too, my studio guest tonight is a man who absolutely thrives on his day-to-day involvement in Speedway, and I do know, lives and breathes Glasgow Tigers ever since his days in short trousers. Not a pretty sight, I would imagine. A loyal supporter too to Tapes Up and indeed to Rock Sport Radio. Welcome to the studio for the very first time, Cammy Brown.
Thank you, Derek. Looking forward to it.
Thank you, Cammy. Just a gamble through the world of Speedway, Cammy. Cammy, welcome. In amongst the main talking points tonight, of course, we'll talk about your Speedway day job and the journey, I guess, you've been on as Glasgow team manager. But we can't do any of that until I've done my thing. Are you sitting comfortably?
Yeah.
Then let's get underway. Clutch in, throttle on, Tapes Up. First thing, Cammy, it's pretty well documented, of course, that circumstances, I guess, elevated you into the team manager role at Glasgow much sooner, I guess, than was originally planned. But you've been looking back on it now, you know, a year on. Did it take you some time to get your head around, I guess, the responsibilities and the duties that came with that role?
Oh, absolutely, Derek. It's something I take very, very carefully, and it's a huge part of my life. It was a bit of a surprise to me coming so early. I didn't expect that. I didn't want it that way either. But when you get a chance to do the job you've always wanted to do for the club you absolutely love, you can't say no.
And you've been around the club. You know, everyone will know you as supporter, and you still are a supporter, of course.
Absolutely.
And sponsor, and director, and now team manager. Cammy, just to give supporters a little bit more insight, I guess, to the role itself, explain to us or help us understand why being team manager doesn't just involve race day duties.
Oh, it doesn't, no. It involves so much more. You're looking after seven boys week-to-week basis, seven riders, and helping them with any issues, problems, good things, bad things. It's a huge job, but it's a job I absolutely love doing, and after a couple of weeks last year getting used to doing it, I absolutely love every minute of it. It's fantastic. I wouldn't change it for the world.
Good. And you say getting used to it, and I imagine it was quite a steep learning curve for you, certainly last season. A year on, when you reflect back, and what would you identify perhaps as being the biggest lesson learned from you?
You just got to do your own thing, Derek, I think. And people kept saying to me, just do it your own way. Don't try and do it the way it's been done before, and put your own mark in it. My way with the riders is slightly different from Stuart in the past. I like to get to know them, and I'm not really, although people might disagree with this, at my own work on a day-to-day basis, I'm not really a shouty person when it comes to the Speedway. I take it very passionately, and I want to win everything. But I'd rather try and build a rapport with the riders and try and, you know, just see if we can get the best out of them that way. And I know that the senior management and the owners feel the same. You know, they're not going to shout and bawl at people and try and you know, get the bit. It's hard to try and get the best out of seven people at the same time, and that's the difficult thing with the job. But it's the thing I love doing.
Mild-mannered Cammy Brown, who'd have thought it? Cammy, we'll pick your brains about the role and the responsibility and what it means to you during the course of the show.
Yeah.
Let's start, first of all, though, let's have a look back on Friday night. Following their season-opening interleague challenge against Wolverhampton, Edinburgh Monarchs welcomed Newcastle to Armadale in Championship Shield qualification business. Whilst the Monarchs would clearly look for a much healthier point returns from Ricky Wells and Justin Sedgman, the Diamonds would look to relaunch their own season on the back of a first league win over Sheffield last weekend. Cammy, we talk about, and we will talk about this later on in preview of the weekend ahead, but Armadale, it's just such a difficult place to head to and pick up points, isn't it?
It's incredibly difficult. You know, talking to Craig Cook the last few weeks about going back to Armadale, he's intimated to me and the riders how difficult the place, and he's an expert round there, but he said even riding it is so difficult. Unless you get your head round the place, it's, you know, you're going to struggle. And obviously doing all the track walks last year, there's no other circuit like it, you know, to walk round. It's very small, very, very tight. And it's extremely difficult for a rider who doesn't ride there on a regular basis to go and, you know, the fans sometimes expect, oh, any track's the same. It's not actually in Speedway. That's where there is big differences. You know, it's not like a football field where it should be roughly the same dimensions. You know, you're playing on the same surface. It's completely different.
So looking back at Friday night, a tight affair, it would appear. The Diamonds took an early lead and clung on to that, to the round about the midway point. In the end, the Monarchs came through to win by 51 points to 39 and open their Championship Shield account, of course. 29-25 after Heat 9, Cammy. I guess there must have been some nerves tingling in the home camp.
Yeah, I was watching the results coming through and I was quite surprised. I didn't think Newcastle would run Edinburgh so close at home. I wasn't really surprised that Edinburgh eventually pulled away and got the win. But I thought the you know, the difference in points would have been a bit greater, to be honest.
Looking at the stats, the tail of the tape, Edinburgh 11 Heat winners to Newcastle's 4, and Heat advantages, Edinburgh 8 to the Diamonds 3. Ricky Wells did indeed return to business as usual, 13 points from 5 rides. And Josh Pickering continues his very bright start to this season, 11 points from 5. Cameron Heaps, the new boy for the Monarchs, 3 Heat wins on his way to a haul of 9 points. And Justin Sedgman, a returnee, of course, to the Monarchs this season after a break from British Speedway, 7 points. And another bright and very impressive score from young Luke Riddock, 4 points at reserve, Cammy.
Yeah, quite impressed with the young man. He's done very well so far.
And for the Diamonds, Thomas Jorgensen top scored on 13 points, and former Monarchs, in fact, Max Clegg and Matthew Weathers chipped in with 8 and 5 points respectively. One man who, by his own admission, is still finding his feet a little, having just returned to British Speedway after a whole year away, is Monarch's Justin Sedgman. At the end of Friday night's win over the Diamonds, Mike Hunter spoke with Justin and began by asking about ending his night with a couple of heat wins.
It was obviously good to, you know, get a couple of wins towards the end. I'm struggling a bit with the way the track is these days. It's a lot different to what it normally is or what I remember it as. And yeah, it's a completely different setup now. So what I thought worked a couple of years ago doesn't actually work now. So yeah, that's a bit of learning, and I think it'll only get better. Yeah. You know, when the sun comes out and it can dry the track out a bit more. So yeah, it was a step in the right direction in the end. Mm.
Two very strong gates in your last two rides. That really the crucial thing, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, when the race broke down, you know, burnt the clutch out. So I've made the start again, and then as the race went on, the bike got slower and slower, and I couldn't ride where I needed to be. So that was unfortunate, but that's Speedway, and they're pretty temporary mental bikes. So we did get there in the end, and it's good to finish on a high, really.
Yeah. Well, the whole team looked better tonight. You reckon there's still some work to be done on the track, then?
Well, I don't know if the team looked better, but we versed a very hard team last week. Mm-hmm. You know, they're an elite league team, top league. True. So, you know, and they've got the number one that had been here for 4 years, and you know, Rory Sloane, who's 5-time Scottish Open champion. So yeah, we've got beaten by probably one of the best teams in the country in all leagues. So I wouldn't say that was a bad thing. We learn a bit from that meeting and we bring it into this one.
Yeah, and of course Newcastle are quite a decent side as well, especially around here.
Yeah, obviously their track's pretty similar. It's tight and narrow, and they pushed us in the end a bit, and it's going to be a different year with the way the points are that structured and out. You know, we need to get our reserves going really good, and you know, if I and Joel and Heaps, he's leading from the front, Wells, he's leading from the front. So, you know, if we can bring everyone along and just make it easier for the rest of us.
William got a couple of really good points at the end after struggling in his first two.
Yeah, and Pico, he was obviously, you know, riding really fast, and I think I might need to give him some gating tips so he doesn't need to risk his life every time he rides. But it's exciting to watch, and you know, when you see someone put in a lot of effort like that, it spurs you on a bit and makes you want to do good for the team.
Yeah. Well, the best sight of the night for me was seeing you winning two races anyway, so lots more of that to come, I hope.
Yeah, we'll need to get a maximum soon, pay all these bills.
Justin Sedgman there, Cammy. A seasoned campaigner, and he has performed at the top level, of course, in British Speedway. The Monarchs will sense that they've got more to come from him.
Well, most definitely, Derek. I did think he would struggle a little bit to begin with because the track is slightly different at Armadale than it used to be when he was there before, but he'll adapt as soon as he's got plenty of talent, the lad.
So a win in the end for the Monarchs, having had to battle back following a bright start by the Diamonds on Friday night. Normal service resumed for number one Ricky Wells, once again supported brilliantly by Josh Pickering and indeed Cameron Heaps. And another mention, or another worthy mention, of the performance once again by young Luke Ruddock, who's absolutely scoring above the promise, I think, and the expectation levels that I'm sure the Monarch supporters will have had from him. So that was enough to bag the first 3 points of the season before both sides would meet once again in Geordieland just last night. Let's now have a look at how that worked out. As touched on earlier, Newcastle had bounced back from an opening night home defeat to East Coast rivals Berwick Bandits by lowering the colours of much-fancied Sheffield Tigers around Bruff Park last Sunday night. On the back of that, and the plucky performance at Armadale on Friday, the Diamonds would look to open their Championship Shield account against the Monarchs. Cammy, talking about difficult places to go to travel to and pick some points up from, Bruff Park, very much in that same mould.
Yeah, absolutely. It changes every time I go there. It's incredible. But, yeah, it's a very difficult place. And I think any team getting points away from Bruff Park, it's been a remarkable score.
And Mike Hunter, who spoke to us on last week's Tapes Up, he likened Armadale and Bruff Park. He suggested that they weren't entirely indifferent, and that accounted for some real close tussles between those sides over the seasons.
Yeah, there's an element of that. I think that they're both quite unusual tracks, and I can see where Mike's coming from on that one.
Well, we talk about a battle royal often in Speedway, and it appeared to be a complete battle royal at Bruff Park yesterday evening. In the end, a bruising encounter, but in the end, it was the Diamonds who grabbed the win, 50 points to Edinburgh's 40, which was very close to my 51-39 prediction on last week's show. Newcastle picked up 12 of the heat winners to Edinburgh's 3. And imagine the Monarchs would be particularly disappointed in that particular statistic. And heat advantages, 6 to the Diamonds and only 2 to the Monarchs. Cammy, 50-40 on balance, the Monarchs would have been looking to take at least a point away from that meeting.
I was quite surprised, actually, that Edinburgh didn't take something from the meeting. And also surprised me how close the scores actually ended up when Newcastle won 12 of the 15 heats. It just shows you that when you have a heat advantage, you know, if you can make it really count, if you can get a big heat advantage, it goes a long way. But yeah, quite surprised to me that Edinburgh didn't get a point. I fully expected them to get a point, to be honest.
A flavour of the scorers from yesterday: Steve Worrell led the line for the Diamonds, 14 points from 5. Former Monarch Matthew Weathers, 12 points from 5 rides. A really healthy performance and score from Mr. Weathers. And former Monarch Max Clegg, 10 points from the reserve berth for the Diamonds. And for Edinburgh, Ricky Wells back on form again, 10 points from 5 rides. Cameron Heeks, 7, and Joel Anderson and Josh Pickering, 6 points apiece. That result, Cammy, it's still early days. We're only sort of halfway through the Championship Shield qualification stretch, but that leaves the table looking at currently as Berwick Bandits right out on top on 10 points, having played 4 meetings, and they've only got home and away clashes with the Monarchs to come in a couple of weeks' time. Newcastle are on bottom, having played 4 matches and only have 1 win to their name, just 3 points. And sandwiched in between, Glasgow and Edinburgh, 2 meetings apiece and both on 3 points apiece. And I know we're going to come and talk much more and delve more deeply at the weekend ahead, but right here, right now, one of those two teams, if they're going to catch the Bandits, we're going to have to pick up an away win at some point.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's difficult going to Armadale, and we'll touch on that later on, but we'll definitely have to pick up some points away from home if we want to try and qualify. Yeah.
So a battle royal yesterday, and I know Josh Pickard in particular had bit the dust a couple of times and perhaps is a bit black and blue today, but I'm sure Josh will. He's due to travel over to Poland, in fact, tomorrow, and do some practice for his Polish team. And I'm quite sure he'll be back in the saddle and scoring points for the Monarchs against us Tigers come the weekend ahead. So quite a battle, sometimes literally between both sides. And the honours even in the end. Diamonds will have to win home and away over Glasgow in 2 weeks' time if they are to salvage qualification hopes, whilst Edinburgh still have to face each of Glasgow and Berwick home and away, all to be covered here in Tapes Up and on Rocksport Radio in the weeks ahead. To Ashfield Stadium on Saturday night now, Cammy, and Craig Cook, the Tigers skipper, celebrated his testimonial 10 years in Speedway. The sun shone, a healthy crowd gathered, and a competitive rider field put on a very good show, I thought, to pay respect to the former British champion. Cammy, practically a night off for you. You were named as team manager for the Glasgow select on Saturday night, but I imagine a fairly pressureless evening for you.
It was great. At first I thought I'd have to work really hard like normal, but no, it was very relaxed. Although I must say, I totally agree, Derek. The racing was very hard, and it wasn't like, you know, a normal testimonial. It was really good. I thoroughly enjoyed it.
And you made that point. It's interesting, and I did say that to someone to anyone who would listen on Saturday night. You're quite often you don't quite sure what to get for a testimonial because it's yeah. such a light-hearted occasion. The riders tend to experiment with machinery and such like, and you know, obviously they're going through the paces, but maybe not putting themselves on the line. But my goodness, there was some brave passing manoeuvres on Saturday night. Max Frick, Paul Stark, Craig Cook, Sam Masters, and Josh Pickering, amongst those in particular who were pushing the limits.
I think Richard Lawson as well was had some really hard passes, Derek. It was tremendous. And I know Craig didn't want to ride in the last race, and he said that at the beginning of the meeting, mm-hmm. to be honest. And of course, Richard Lawson didn't get that message. And when I said to him, you know, you're in the last race, he was over the moon. And he was desperate to win it. Unfortunately for him, he didn't, which was a bit unfortunate, but yeah, he was happy.
So then, not that it matters, but the final scores in what was a four-team tournament format on Saturday night, Glasgow 31, Workington 13, Edinburgh 25 and Bellevue 26. A flawless four-ride maximum for Craig Cook, though, and that included heat wins, clearly, over the likes of Sam Masters and Max Frick, and that's not to be sneezed at, Cammy.
Definitely not, and as I said, I don't think they were holding back either. They were giving it 100%, which is the way it should be, let's be honest.
As a team manager, Cammy, just how potent does it feel to be able to unleash Craig Cook on the opposition home and away?
Oh, it's marvellous. You know, I fully believe we've got the best rider in the league, and I don't think there's anyone that would disagree with that, and it's a great weapon to have. And the fact that he drives all the other boys on as well, which is makes my job a bit easier, to be honest. But to have him in the pits is tremendous. It still seems a bit surreal to have Craig Cook number one for Glasgow, and he absolutely loves it. He really does, and we love having him there.
And it'll be covered off in last week's show, but it's worth visiting again, Cammy. You know, Craig Cook, former British champion, League Riders champion, Grand Prix rider. He's only 31 years of age. It's perfectly possible, in Glasgow's colours included, that we've yet to see the best of Craig Cook.
I was saying that the other night. But I mean, look back to when we had Shane Parker a few years ago, and Shane said he was at the end of his career, and he had four or five marvellous seasons with Glasgow. I hope we can have the same with Craig, I really do.
So a night of celebration for all at Glasgow Speedway, and particularly for Team Cook on Saturday night. And hopefully, with that now behind him, he can look forward and concentrate on his competitive racing in the colours of Glasgow Tigers in the season ahead. Cammy, after the break, we will talk to you much more and hear your thoughts as we build up for the very first time in 2019 to the opening Scottish Derbies this weekend. Stay tuned.
Love music. Live sport. Tapes Up with Derek Smith and special guests on Rock Sport Radio.
You're listening to Tapes Up here on Rock Sport Radio, broadcasting on DAB Digital Radio. Wherever you are, listen live on the move via the TuneIn app, else listen again to tonight's show and play back each show as the season progresses via podcast, accessible from the Rock Sport website, else from your favourite podcast app, inclusive of iTunes and Spotify. Cammy, we've covered off all the action in them here parts over this weekend. However, a rather big and significant weekend ahead to preview. When will the nerves set in, Cammy? If they haven't already, of course.
There's no nerves yet, Derek, but I've been thinking, you know, we're thinking a lot about Friday and Sunday coming ahead, so it's never far from my thoughts, to be honest.
You, me, both. A Friday night trip then, the first of the season to Armadale Stadium this coming Friday night. We've spoken already about the Edinburgh and their home advantage. Fair to suggest, though, Cammy, that they perhaps haven't yet quite got into their full stride. Could we be travelling there at just the right time?
The first match would have been a good time to go there, Derek. No, I think they are now beginning to get in the stride, and the new guys that haven't ridden for Edinburgh before are beginning to get dialed into to Armadale. It's an extremely difficult place to go. We've touched on that before. And hopefully we can call on Craig's experience to give the lads the setups. You know, team manager, I help the boys with everything else. When it comes to setups, you hope that they know what they're doing, they've got the experience. But Craig Crook is the ultimate professional around Armadale, and I'm sure he's got a few tricks for the boys.
You talked about the Edinburgh New Boys, and you know, we're going to hear from Justin Sedgman just shortly, and you know, by his own admission, he's taken just a little bit longer to get back into where he left off. And
I hope that continues over the weekend.
I'm sure you do. Cameron Heaps, though, has really started the season very strongly for Premiership Ipswich. He's been top scoring for them and picking up lots of heat wins for the Monarchs as well.
Yeah, that's been a surprise. Yeah, Cameron's a very good rider. But to be honest, when you look at the results he had in Australia, he was doing very well, and he's had a really good kind of what we term as a pre-season in Australia. He's done very well, and he's coming in race fit, which makes a big difference sometimes. I remember in the old days, you know, when I used to watch Glasgow and Stevie Lawson would start the season, he always started the first few matches slowly.
That's right.
Because he hadn't done any racing, and then all of a sudden he was in his stride. Well, you know, Cameron's coming in ready to race, which is a big, you know, that helps.
Perhaps a quieter start than to the season than the way he ended it for Joel Anderson. You know, but he's quality, and he picked up lots of points for the Monarchs last season. What's your thoughts on Josh Pickern? He's a rider who I think Speedway fans around the country love to watch out on track.
He's an awesome rider to watch. He really is, and he's Monarchs through and through. So it's good. We love trying to beat Josh, and Josh loves trying to beat us. But he's a rider you would pay money to go and see, and that's what Speedway is all about. At the end of the day, it doesn't matter who you support. You want to go and watch these exciting riders, and Josh certainly falls under that.
Well, funny you should mention Josh Pickering. We're going to hear from him just now. And as you'd expect, Cammy, it's not just the supporters who are beginning to feel the Derby occasion excitement in their blood. The riders too are very aware of the quiet before the Scottish Speedway storm. To give us some insight, I spoke with a few of the protagonists. First off, the colourful Aussie, Josh Pickering of the Monarchs, speaking to Tapes Up on Saturday night. I asked him about a good start to his season.
Yeah, it's everything that we've sort of worked forward to. Obviously, there's more room for improvement, but we'll just take it race by race, and as long as we can just keep improving, that's all that matters.
Tonight, Craig Cook's testimonial, a bit of practice perhaps, ahead of coming back to race the Tigers next weekend?
Yeah, it's good. At the start of the season, I suppose, there's more riding the better. And like I said to Cookie, I'm honoured to be a part of it. Like before I come here, and I used to watch him as a GP rider when he done his wild cards at Cardiff, you know. And now to say I'm mates with him and to ride in his meeting, it's just crazy what the world does, I suppose. But it's we've got a very tough match next Friday night at home, and then we obviously come here on the Sunday away as well, which... yeah, a bit of practice around here won't hurt. I know what I should start on next week anyway, so we can just work towards that. At the end of the day, tonight's all about Cookie, and that's why we're all here.
Early season, of course, tracks, I guess, ride a little bit differently, don't they, sometimes at the start of the year. What are you finding with the Armadale circuit?
Yeah, it's okay. They're working very hard, and that's all we can ask for. If they're scratching their head looking at us and not doing anything, then obviously there'll be an issue. But everything we try and suggest, they're more than happy to give it a crack and see what it works. But it's just a lot of trial and error. No track person prepares a track perfectly, and at the end of the day, it don't prepare it for seven riders. Every single rider has their own intention of what they think's better. But all we can ask for is if they can provide a racetrack that's exactly the same week in, week out, we can all at least adapt to it.
And year three, of course, in British Speedway now, you know all about the Scottish Derby. What's your thoughts a week ahead of the next one?
Yeah, I like it. It's good because it's a lot of good crowds there, and they're all there for the right reason. They're supporting Speedway, and they don't want it to win as much as each other do, so... For rivalry side of things, we've sort of just got to black that out in our mind and just treat it as a normal race meeting, but no, I'm looking forward to it.
It's not unusual, of course, Cammy, for Speedway riders to take their day job very seriously, but I know Josh in particular does. You know, he analyses his racing and his setups and how he performs out on track, and he's learning all the time.
That's how you get better. If you watch Craig Cook, he still analyses it every single race, and we've touched on the fact he's 31, and that's why he keeps improving, and that's why riders can keep improving.
Looking at your own team, travelling to Armadale on Friday night, a full team available to you, of course. Paul Stark. Now, Paul Stark has a bit of a liking for Armadale, doesn't he? He top scored for the Tigers, I seem to remember, in the last visit in the Scottish Cup last season.
Yeah, he does quite like Armadale, and hoping that he continues to like Armadale come this Friday night. He seems to go well round there, so we're hoping for another good one from him.
Tell us about Paul, because, you know, there's only seven riders in the Speedway team, and you can make a case to say that every rider's vital, of course, but Paul in particular, do we have him on a sense of a false average, perhaps?
Most definitely. But Paul's average, if Paul was injured or something, it's difficult to replace. As we saw last season, when Paul was injured, it's difficult to get suitable replacements because he doesn't ride to the average he has on paper, and he's a very intelligent speedway rider. And sometimes Paul, if he's on form, there's no better. He really is. He can be sensational at times.
Well, let's balance the look ahead from the pits point of view as we lead up to Friday night's encounter. Tigers 17-year-old reserve Kyle Bickley also spoke to Tapes Up on Saturday night and began by reflecting on his sensational 12-point haul in his debut weekend against Berwick.
Yeah, definitely. It's a good way to kick off the season, you know, with I think he's paid 13 points from... just normal 13 points from two meetings, you know, which I'm really buzzed about. Good home debut, you know, in front of the fans, and everyone here is really friendly, and it's good management, and it's a really professional club. You know, it's brilliant to ride for them, and it's a good way to kick off the season.
A lot of work, of course, goes in behind the scenes, doesn't it, to get track ready and race ready, but also a season under your belt with the Comets last year must stand you in good stead.
Yeah, I think Glasgow have definitely got the better of me with getting me the second year, not the first year. Obviously, I needed the experience last year, and it was good to go to my hometown. Did feel a bit of pressure. Did feel like it caught me off guard. You know how hard it was. You know, I was always on the pace when I was practicing, but when it comes to racing, starts are just something else, you know. Like, to make a gate in National League, it's really easy, but to make a gate in Championship, it's just like Mission Impossible, you know. So, but definitely, it's real good to have a season, a belt on my season, a season of a belt, is it? And
and a few more heats under your belt tonight, of course, taking part in Craig Cook's testimonial. Good to just keep the keep on the bike and stay race fit, I guess.
Yeah, definitely. When Craig asked us to do the no limit sort of thing, I said yeah definitely I'll do that. Good track time, home track, then, you know, even better you come and ask us to do the men meeting, so I'm super buzzed about doing the meeting. And you know, it's good to everyone sort of came and supported him and showed him what he meant, you know, putting 10 years into the sport, and they've sort of given the support back with his meeting. So, you know, it's definitely great, and really good to ride in his meeting, and I spent a lot of time with him, and it's great.
Of course, attention beginning to turn, Kyle, to the Scottish Derby, the first Scottish Derby, home and away against Edinburgh this coming weekend. What do you know of that?
Not much. I mean, I know there's a bit of friction between the two clubs, definitely, with it being a derby, but Edinburgh's another newish track to me. You know, I rode there a couple of times last year and definitely did not crack it at all. So hopefully this year, got into and just crack it all of a sudden. So, it's going to be a couple of tough meetings. I think we'll keep the score very close at their place, and I think we'll turn them over here. Be good.
Kyle Bickley there talking to me, Cammy. Of course, we now know it's history now. Fate intervened and allowed us to introduce Kyle to the Glasgow team this season. I've been really impressed by him. You speak to him much, much more than I do, of course, but really impressed by his maturity and not to mention his ability out on track, Cammy.
A lovely young man to deal with. It's been a pleasure since the minute he's come into the team, obviously at the very last minute. But he is a very professional young man. He's got fantastic equipment, and he's got a great backup team with him as well, which is gives him a real good chance of progressing. And I think he touched on it there in his interview. He's at the right club to do that, and I'm absolutely 100% sure he's got the backup and the background team behind him, pushing him in the right direction. And I mean not pushing him, but helping him with all his issues. So I'm sure he's going to progress, and you know he's started fantastically for us. So I hope it continues for the whole season.
And Speedby, of course, is the epitome, isn't it, of confidence breeding success. And you know, for Kyle to chalk up 8 points on his home debut against the Bandits a fortnight or so ago and score some good points on Saturday night at Ashfield, it sets him up well, for at least for the early weeks of the season, and that's a great thing for Glasgow.
Oh, it definitely is. And I think, you know, Luke, and we're going to touch on Luke in a minute, he's struggling a little bit, and Kyle's helping kind of fill that gap, for want of a better word. We don't want it that way. We want Kyle just to get, we don't want to put any more pressure on him. But he's handled it very well, Derek, and you know, as I say, long may it continue.
You've mentioned Luke, and it is something I was going to turn to. I like to think, I mean, I'm a supporter, and I like to think I've got my finger on the pulse and the mindset of the Tigers fans out there. And yeah, and clearly Luke appears to be, it's early days, and we all know that, the season's only 5 minutes old, yeah. But Luke appears to be struggling for confidence, fitness, I'm not quite sure what. Must be a concern to you as team manager.
It is a concern, obviously. Fitness, perhaps not. He's a bit fitter than, you know, after the injury that he had, he's a bit fitter than we thought he might be, and he's worked really hard. It's confidence, Derek. It's definitely confidence. It's getting into that first bend when there's three other riders around about you, and just be confident to keep the throttle on. We're working with him all. You know, some of the other riders are trying to help him as well. We want it to work for Luke as much as Luke obviously wants it to work for himself. You know, so we're trying everything we can. We're, you know, giving him open practice at the track as well to try and get his confidence, and hopefully between that and riding for Stoke and the matches with, you know, for ourselves, he can get back into it again. But you know, he knows, and you know, we're not going to be foolish. He has to do it soon. He has to start, you know, contributing soon. You know, for his own sake, because there's no point doing speedway if he's not going to score any points. This doesn't help the team. It doesn't help himself. So you know, we're not going to just shy away from that. That's the situation we're in.
Cammy, as we sit here on Monday night thinking about our trip to Armadale on Friday, I don't know how you'll answer this question or whether you'll answer it, but what would be your objective to bring back along the M8?
I can answer that question. I won't give you a score prediction, but the objective is to go and win. I would never, as a team manager, take Glasgow anywhere without the first thought of trying to win. And I mean any track we go to. Armadale is one of the most difficult, you know, the fans, I'm a fan, it's been well documented, it's one of the most difficult places to go and win. There's not many teams do it, that's why Edinburgh don't lose very often at home. We have the riders that can push them, I'm sure we can. We've got guys that have had a lot of practice there, have been around there a few times. It will be difficult, and we'll need a heap of luck, you know, which we don't sometimes get a lot of, but we need lots of luck. We need all the riders to contribute as well. And if they do that, we've got a chance. You know, we go trying to win. We go looking for at least a point, obviously. But first and foremost, we go to try and win.
Well, I'm certain that a very healthy Scottish Derby crowd will pack the terraces of Armadale Stadium this Friday night. Tapes up at 7:30 for what promises to be a night of battle and intrigue. Will Ricky Wells dominate around his home circuit, or will Captain Cook, as he's become known, plunder the points for the Tigers? We'll cover off what did happen on next week's show. Well, the talking points, arguing, boasting and all-round bragging rights and magnetism of the Scottish Derby weekend are guaranteed to still be in the air as both clubs reconvene at Glasgow's Ashfield Stadium this coming Sunday afternoon. Remember a slightly later start to events, with tapes up at 5 p.m. next Sunday. Another large and no doubt nervy crowd will look forward to their favourites doing battle out on track and perhaps settling some scores from two nights before. At stake, vital Championship Shield points as both sides look to chase down Berwick, who sit at the top of that qualifying group. Cammy, let's switch perspective now. If Friday night was expected to be tough, Sunday will bring some a sense of expectancy, perhaps, that Tigers should win?
That's on paper, that's what it looks like, but it doesn't work out that way. I don't think our track has such a home advantage as Armadale for Edinburgh. I think that's quite clear. We try and make a track to provide entertaining racing, which we had against Berwick. You know, anyone was there against Berwick, so
it was fantastic.
Loads of passes,
fantastic.
And that's what the owners want. That's what we want. We want to give people proper speedway. I want to win. Glasgow want to win. It's difficult to win every match, but the home match with Edinburgh is, you know, that's huge for us. Absolutely vital that we can win that one. And you know, but I'm not going to go and make silly predictions, Derek, about, you know. Last season, I think at home, We had a quite a comfortable first win, then we had a loss in the Cup to Edinburgh, which was a bit of a shock and probably the worst result we had that last season at home. Then we had a huge home win over them, which was unexpected as well, and everybody clicked. And if our team can click, we'll definitely have a home win. But they've all got to click. They've all got to produce and provide points that we know they can. But the weekend, you're getting me all up and excited now. I can't wait for it to come.
Any concern, Cammy? We wouldn't have planned it this way, but of course three of Edinburgh's top five had effectively a practice session at Ashfield on Saturday as they turned out to support Craig Cook's testimonial. But you wouldn't have planned it that way, of course.
Absolutely not, no. And obviously Craig mentioned it to me, and he needs the people there that he wanted to get for his testimonial, so we couldn't say no, but it wasn't ideal. Let's say it wasn't ideal. I mean, to be honest, some of the Edinburgh riders are going to be on our track, before, like Klaus and Rasmus haven't been on it for 2 weeks, so it's not ideal. It's not ideal, but I'm sure our guys can adapt to the track conditions at home on Sunday and do the business.
Well, one of those three riders that I've alluded to, Edinburgh rider Justin Sedgman, who was clearly in demand for interviews over the weekend. I managed to grab some time with him on Saturday night to reflect on his return to UK racing and his memories of the Scottish Derby occasion. I began by asking for his thoughts about the extended Ashfield circuit.
Yeah, it looks good. It's a little bit different. Obviously, it was a bit more of a gators track before, and now I'm kind of making starts here today, but getting past. So, it'll come. It's it's better for the fans and that there's a few more lines out there now. So, it looks good for the season.
And of course, you've stepped back into British Speedway after a whole year out. A steady start, I guess, for the Monarchs. But have you given yourself a tough task coming back into the sport after a year away?
No, not really. I've done it before. It's, obviously you just need to adapt a little bit, but I've been in that situation before. I've had to adapt to get back to winning ways, so it'll all come. I'm pretty happy with the way my gates are going, like starts, but, just finding that speed and that little bit more confidence of riding the tracks, and, we'll be away.
Successful times, of course, go back a few seasons with the Monarchs, and you'll remember very fondly, of course, the Scottish Derby, which comes around this weekend.
Yeah, that's this weekend. It's funny you say that, because the riders, we actually get more of a kick out of watching you guys, all the fans doing their thing, but, it's good to do their meetings, and it's good for the Scotland, having the two top teams, go at it like that. So, hopefully it's a good fun weekend again, and not too much abuse on social media.
Justin Sedgman, of course, looking forward to being entertained by the supporters over the weekend. Four third places Justin picked up at Ashfield on Saturday night. You'll be hoping that he hasn't learned anything from that, Cammy.
Another four third places on Sunday will be fine for me.
So another Glasgow rider, actually, who I caught up with on Saturday, who can genuinely make a telling difference in the final scores in both meetings this weekend, I would suggest, is the rider we picked out earlier on, Cammy, Paul Stark, who was taking the opportunity on Saturday for a little experimentation.
Just, bought a bike up that I haven't used before this year. It was one of last year's bikes that had been revamped, if you like. So, a few problems to start with, so I had to jump on the other bike, but great to come and be part of Cookie's testimonial and a good chance for me to try out some new things for next week.
Of course, the season is only 5 minutes old, literally, but what's your thoughts on your own early season form, Paul?
I think, as my one meeting goes so far, the first two races were shocking and the last two races are great. So, it was, the track's been great, the team's great, so it's gonna, I'm just trying to get back into things slowly now, find something that's working and start hitting some big scores. But started off pretty bad last week and then pulled it together with two wins in the end, so I'm hoping that I can continue where I left off.
It was just before the UK season restarted, of course, you had been picking up some action in France. Yeah. Did that serve you well, do you feel?
Yeah, it was good. My season started, a lot earlier than everybody else's, so I went out there and tested a few things, but it's a completely different ball game out there because the tracks are so different. There's no material. It's very different here, but it was good for me to go and blow away the cobwebs and get some practice and come back to the season, not so rusty, if you like.
And of course, eyes and minds already beginning to turn to next weekend, or this coming weekend, the first Scottish Derby of the season, Championship Shield, actually home and away against the Monarchs. A derby you know all about now.
Yeah, you know, it's probably one of the biggest derbies in Speedway, I think. You know, the rivalry between the two clubs is fantastic, and to be a part of it is great, and to be on the winning end of it last year was even better. So we're hoping to repeat that, and you know, hopefully I'm going to play a big part in doing it for them.
Cammy, I know, Cammy, you've already said you won't give us a score prediction at all for the weekend, but you would settle, no doubt, for the same level of performance as opening night against the Bandits.
Oh, most definitely. I'd be delighted with that, Derek. That would be awesome.
So, Ashfield Stadium is the place to be this coming Sunday for first-class racing and first-class atmosphere as West meets East, and bragging rights are settled at least until the next time both sides meet around July time. Gates will open at 3 p.m, with action getting underway at 5 p.m. Please don't miss it. What are your thoughts, Monarchs and Tigers fans? Don't be shy, please do get in touch and share your views against any Tapes Up related social media posts. Cammy, on Saturday night, a rather big event in the Borders at Sheffield Park on Saturday night as the Bandits stage for the second successive season the British Under-21 final, won last year by the mega-talented Robert Lambert, who then went on to also lift the senior British title as well, of course. The cream of Britain's young talent will fight it out for a rostrum place and wider recognition which follows. Cammy, there's a mix of talent and different levels, I guess, of performance in the 16-strong rider field, but there's no doubting that these youngsters are going places.
Oh, most definitely. I went down last year with Peter Fazena and watched the meeting, and it was a very competitive meeting. I think Robert Lambert's the pick of the bunch, Derek, to be honest, and I think he will be come next Saturday. I don't really see anyone else winning the meeting over that, though. You know, there's some first-class riders there, Dan Bewley and Drew Kemp. I mean, these kind of guys are no mugs in anyone's league, so I'm sure Robert won't have five or six, whatever many rides he has, easy race wins. It won't be that way, but I fully expect Robert to come out on top of that one.
It does feel the future's bright for British Speedway in terms of the crop of talent that's now beginning to feel more like a conveyor belt, in the same way that the Scandinavians and the Poles have had for a number of years.
It's about time, Derek. I mean, let's be honest. We've got a good infrastructure of clubs in the UK, and now we're getting some of these young boys coming through. It really does look healthy for the future, and that's something we've got to keep trying to help these young lads get to a different level.
The rider field, you've anticipated a couple of the riders. Robert Lambert, Dan Bewley, Zach Wachnecht, if I pronounce that even remotely correctly. Nathan Greaves, of course, who pulled on a Glasgow race bib for all too short a period last season. Absolutely. Jack Smith, former Glasgow rider, now with Redcar. Jack Thomas, who was with the Tigers last year, has now moved on to Leicester. Drew Kemp, you mentioned, and what a precocious young talent that lad is. Leon Flint, a home rider, of course, and that might stand young Leon in good stead.
I think Leon will do well in the meeting, to be honest. He knows the track inside out. He's confident there. And I think when he forgets who he races against, he can beat most people. I'll be interested to see how he does in that meeting.
Tom Brennan is in there. Our own Kyle Bickley rides at Sheffield on Saturday night. It's a busy weekend for young Kyle, three and three nights. And the qualifiers from the recent semi-finals, Jason Edwards, Luke Harris, Harry McGurk, Ryan Kinsley, Anders Rowe, who races for Somerset in the Championship, and Nathan Ablett. So a real talented field, and I'm sure supporters who make their way along to Sheffield Park for Tapes Up at 7 p.m. this Saturday night are going to be in for a real treat, Cammy.
Yeah, I'm going down myself, Derek. I think I really enjoyed the meeting last year, and I'm going to go down and have another look again. Obviously, we've got one of our own riders riding there, and I want to watch how he does at round Berwick. But that's not the main reason for going down. It's just to look at the talent, and the field's full of talent, and I think it'll be a great meeting.
Can anyone quite get close to taking the crown from Robert Lambert? We will cover off what did happen on next week's show. Good luck to those young lads competing on Saturday night.
Definitely.
Cammy, as we like to do, let's take a quick swirl around the championship and pick up some of the more notable results over the course of the last week or so. Eastbourne looking fairly formidable around Arlington. They thumped Birmingham 57-32 in the Knockout Cup. Richard Lawson, Lewis Kerr, 14 and 13 points respectively. Edward Kennett, 9, and young Georgie Wood, 9 points from reserve. The Eagles are going to be a tough team to beat around their own home patch, at least.
Round their home track, they're going to be very difficult to beat. I think that's a track that has as much home track advantage as Armadale has. And I think any team winning it down at Eastbourne will be doing really well or having a massive slice of luck. They'll probably need both, to be honest, to win round there. And, you know, when we go down, I know we're at home to Eastbourne on the Friday and away on the Saturday. We'll give it 100%, but we know how difficult it's going to be. And every match is difficult, home or away. You just got to give it 100%, and that's what we hopefully will do.
Just think of those motorway miles. Glasgow one night, Eastbourne the next.
I know.
All clubs now beginning to show the hand a little bit in terms of early season form, at least. And the standout club, Cammy, and it's a team which, you know, Speedway fans around the country picked out as going to be there or thereabouts, is Leicester, of course. And they've just come off the back of three successive wins over the course of the weekend, two of which were away from home. They've really started strongly, haven't they?
They have indeed, yeah. Very impressive. They had a strong-looking lineup to begin with, and they all seem to be firing it together at the same time, which is the hard thing to get, to, you know, with the seven guys. But yeah, they're very impressive, very impressive.
And of course, that only adds, if you don't mind me bringing that up, only adds to the excitement, the fever pitch when Glasgow meet Leicester, of course, who are now managed by Tigers former team manager Stuart Dixon.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, just as a side issue to all that, I think a couple of our riders and a couple of other riders don't really see eye to eye very well. So there'll be quite a spicy occasion. I think we've just got another derby, except it's a bit further away.
That's definitely one to be looking forward to. And a bright start for the Leicester Lions, and credit to them for hitting the ground running. Cammy, we're only a month or so away from the opening Championship League match you mentioned against Eastbourne.
Yeah.
Tigers, over the course of the next few weeks, would you like to see just a little bit more, I guess, consistency from all the lads?
What we need is matches, Derek.
Yeah.
I don't think it's down to consistency. I think the whole match with Berwick, you know, people were happy with how it went and happy with the riders. It took them a few heats to get into it. We just need matches now. The worst thing that could happen for us between now and the Championship starting is getting rain-offs. Our guys need races, is what, you know, what we need. And hopefully, touch wood, the weather's kind to us and the lads can get a few meetings under the belt. When that happens, I don't have any worries.
Cammy, thanks for giving us your thoughts on those teams in particular. And of course, we'll keep a coverage of all the Championship action throughout the season ahead here on Tapes Up. Cammy, just a quick refresh on the meetings coming up this weekend. Friday night, Armadale Stadium, Tapes Up, 7:30. Edinburgh Monarchs versus Glasgow Tigers, Championship Shield. I know you won't, but I'll call out a score prediction of Monarchs 48, Tigers 42. It hurts me to say it, but I think that might be not far off. Saturday night in the Borders, Shielfield Park, Tapes Up, 7 p.m, the British Under-21 final. And then Ashfield Stadium, Glasgow, Sunday at 5 p.m, Glasgow versus Edinburgh, the Return Championship Shield qualifier meeting. And I'm going to go for a 52-38 to the Tigers, Cammy. That put a smile on your face?
I'd be reasonably happy with that, Derek, to be honest. Yeah, that sounds okay. Can we just put that, can we write that down?
Dear listener, how do you see things going this week? Let's get more interactive. Please do get involved with the show this season via Facebook and Twitter, ideally. Feel free to post your thoughts and opinions against any of the club posts which promote Tapes Up here on Rocksport Radio, or start your own. Cammy, reviews, previews and interviews done. Another Tapes Up show approaches the chequered flag. It's been a pleasure to have you here in the studio and look at you face to face, eye to eye. Have you enjoyed it?
Oh, it's been good fun, Derek, and it's amazing to see how you guys work. A very complicated looking studio and make it look so easy.
It's like a hospital operating theatre, isn't it?
It certainly is.
An experience you would repeat later in the season, Cammy.
I'm more than happy to come in any time you guys want me.
Thank you very much. Well, listen, good luck to you, Cammy, and to the Tigers this weekend, and indeed over the course of the 2019 season. Look forward to speaking to you more here on Rocksport Radio. Our thanks to all the interviewees and providers. Please remember to keep across all the social media output from each of the Scottish sides and to visit the official club website for the forthcoming fixture picture, and if you haven't been before, to find out just how to get there. Thank you for listening. Look out for the podcast of tonight's show, and indeed each week throughout the season. Keep it tuned to Rocksport Radio for all the best music and sports coverage. Enjoy your Speedway this week. Good night.
Love music. Live sport. Tapes Up with Derek Smith and special guests on Rocksport Radio.